section86.com. We're changing the world of podcasting one show at a time.
Hood, Samson's got the best shit around. Samson's shit is blessed.
Samson.
Samsonite luggage?
Samsonite's the best.
Hey.
Fakakta Comedy Funhouse Network.
Comedy live from Tight Squeeze, Virginia, it's IBWIP. On tonight's show, elderly sexual harassment, say you, say me, an interview with Baby New Year, and a penalty kick to the head with your co-host Big E, and me, the Bottle Cap Kid. And now your host. If you ask him, he will tell you his name is Blake Clayton.
Hello, everyone. My name is the Podcasting God. Blake Clayton, and you can't hear it, but I can, and I've got some issues, and I can't get rid of them, and it makes me mad. But I'm going to act like they're not there.
Yeah.
What's happening?
I got something.
Is it a rash?
No.
You need topical cream?
No.
Topical cream?
Audio misfunctioning. All right, folks, you're listening to IBWIP for over 8 years. We're going into year nine. We're coming around the corner to year number nine.
Sneaking up on it.
Of giving you laughs.
We're closer to nine than we are eight at this point.
Yeah. It's going to happen. And I got a couple Ben's guys.
Right around the corner.
There's going to be it's going to be another dong fest. Heather is gone again. I believe she has went to jail for beating up her landlord.
She did.
And so please hit that donate button. We're trying to get some bail money.
We're trying to get her out of jail. We don't want Orange to be the new black. Hey, speaking of black, to my right.
Here we go.
I have security has been heightened here at IBWIP Studios because supposedly there are some angry dental hygienists at me right now.
Yep.
And maybe they're not angry. Maybe they just want to see me and spend time with me.
Either way, I have to intervene.
Yes. So let's welcome the Candy Cane Kid.
Candy Cane Kid.
Big E, welcome to the show.
Ah, thank you.
Suck that candy cane. Suck that.
This thing in my mouth.
Suck that candy cane, bro.
Did you see that on Facebook? It's like a kid's first shank, and it was one of those just...
Child's first shank?
Yeah, child's first
shank. Shank worthy right now.
Yikes.
All right, and...
candy shank.
The lesser of two evils, my left-hand man. He's always sits to my left. Every time he sat to my left. At the eight-year... extravaganza, he sat to my left.
I did.
To the left.
He always sits to my left, because if he sits to my right, he's not where he's supposed to be.
You had negative Nick sit here once, and I sat over there.
You did.
I sat over there
you
one
had
time.
Negative Nick sit there. I remember.
And how did that show go?
It was a good...
Worst show ever.
It was a good spaghetti western.
Well, they all are. All right, let's welcome the Bottle Cap Kid.
Hey, everybody.
How's it going?
It's me, Jason. I love you.
Did I give you your cheers?
I don't deserve them.
You don't deserve them?
No, you got them.
I got them. I know they're good.
I'm happy to be here with you guys.
I'm happy to be here with you guys.
You guys make me happy.
Happy is the saddest little kid around.
Ooh, what?
Happy is the new black. What is that noise? What is happening?
I don't know.
We got audio cancer. What is that? What is that?
That's why people need to donate. We need a new mixer.
We need a new mixer.
So,
please donate to the show.
Just ignore
we need
that
a new mixer.
Ignore that crack.
What are those
sounds?
Run?
Huh?
What's that run?
Oh, about $400.
All right, I got that.
Oh, hey, all right.
The only thing I can that would get my mind off this terrible audio cancer that we're experiencing is talking about sexual harassment.
Okay.
Is there such a thing?
I mean, I think the liberal media will tell you absolutely. But
if she says it,
all harassment is warranted.
It is,
right?
Sure. She deserved it. Look at the shirt she was wearing.
I'm going to tell you about a time recently where I was sexually harassed.
Really?
I've been sexually harassed several times in my life, but this one is
is the most recent. I work at a hotel.
Yes.
I am in management there, and the Central Illinois area has something, specifically East Peoria, Illinois, has something called the Festival of Lights.
Yes.
Where the Saturday before Thanksgiving.
Yeah,
now
they moved it up.
It's till the end of the year. They have all these floats that are full of lights and all these different things you can go see. They have, you know, a pageant contest for a woman, and they have it's like a big barn full of activities and crafts. And
they put it on top of the hill at Fond du Lac. You can pay $10 to drive through it for the rest of the year, or rest of the winter.
That's right. So people, it's kind of died down. It started in the early 90s, I believe, and people they drop them off by the truckloads to go through this stuff. It's died down a lot, but people will come in, and they'll come in on like coaches, those big buses, those nice buses. Mm. And it's usually older people. Older people are interested in going to these kind of events for whatever reason.
Because they appreciate the real meaning of Christmas, lights and spending money.
Right. That's what I mean. Look it up. Right. It's in Galatians, Paul's letter to the Galatians. He talks about spending money and lights.
Yep.
So we accommodated
those people that live on glaciers.
Right. Oh. Paul's letters to the glaciers. That's why Paul widely panned as a writer because of his insanity, schizophrenic, I believe.
Mm-hmm.
Talk to God. I'm gonna tell you what. Crazy. I hosted one of these coaches that came in recently, and probably about, I would say, 60, 70 people. And when it comes to the older folks that come in, we will say, hey, do you want your luggage brought in by us? It's not something we usually do, but we'll offer it to people. And it's at a charge of like $1 per luggage each way they want it, up to the room, back down when they're leaving. So that's fine. We set everything up. We had a couple people that were going to take care of this. One of them didn't show, so I said, you know what? I'll help you out. I'll come in there.
That's
right. Yeah. Not my job.
I'm
the
manager.
Fine.
You're manager. You don't have to do that.
But I will pick up the slack.
I said, let me come out there and help you because it's a barrage. They said, we need to get in and out of here quickly because we're short on time. So we got organized. We took care of it. And while I was taking luggage up to one of the rooms, I knock on the door. Hi, I've got...
Who is it? Housekeeping.
You want me to jerk you off?
At the housekeeping. You want the mint on your pillow?
What was that first part? Haka taka tiki? Hold on, what are you drinking over there? I knock on the door. A slender, elderly woman. I would say conservatively 70, 75.
Good age. Good age.
I know you're partial.
It's that grandma age. It's right in that grandma zone.
I say, hey, I've got your luggage here. And she says, you know what? There better not be any underwear missing out of this luggage.
What?
But she's kind of giving me that little smile and wink. And she's by herself. And
the closest you've come.
Throw POF in the trash, right?
Yeah,
plenty
that.
Of fish. The dating website? No, thank you. There's got to be an elderly website, right?
Yeah.
Oh, yeah.
And I think it's like Cougars is like maybe between 40 and 50. But there's different types of...
she's a silver fox.
Wildcats for different decades. So 70s, I don't know what that is. A puma?
Puma.
A panther? I don't know what it is.
A leopard.
A leopard.
She looks pretty good for her age.
Did she?
Absolutely. And she said, better not be any underwear missing from my luggage. And I said, if there is, you can hold me personally responsible. And she laughed, and I laughed, and I left.
No, she laughed, you laughed, you went in there, you took care of it.
Well... left. I mean, wait till after the credits of the show, we'll talk about
it.
Get
it and quit it.
So I leave, and I'm taking care of the rest of the luggage with one of our maintenance guys who's doing it. And we're about done. We're waiting for the elevator. Him and I were standing there with some empty carts that had the luggage full. And up from behind, I didn't hear or see anything. I get a tap on the ass.
Oh!
I don't know if it's a hand. I don't know if it's something that she was carrying. I don't know. But I turn around, of course. I mean, who wouldn't turn around with a tap on the ass?
All right.
And there she is, the same woman.
Same woman.
She
was wanting more because you didn't finish.
She was wanting more. She wasn't done with me yet.
Yes.
She says, I'm missing 3 pairs of underwear. She looks. And I, completely innocent.
Yeah.
I mean, the bottle cap kid. I mean, how wholesome is that? When I hear that, I think of Dennis the Menace,
exactly.
Running around, slingshotting empty cans off the fence, you know, bugging
this
Mr. Wilson.
Says, this guy says GD.
Mischief.
Come on now.
Mischief, you know?
He says GD.
That's right. Very wholesome. I say to her, after she says that 3 pairs of her underwear are missing, I said, well, you can check my pockets. And you know what? In the wrong context, I could absolutely see where that'd be a flirtatious thing to say. I didn't mean it that way.
you just said, hey, If I'm going to hide them anywhere, it's going to be in my pocket.
Mm-hmm. Yeah,
go ahead and check me.
Yeah. I have only so many places I can keep them.
And you're like, I am innocent.
These pockets.
Yeah, check these pockets. I'm innocent. That's the way you meant it.
Right, and I was thinking from a legal standpoint, too. It was like, I am on the hook for this old woman's underpants. What can I do to tell her that I'm innocent? But I almost turned my pockets inside out right there on the spot, but I didn't. She says, oh, yeah, those deep pockets. You want me to check those deep pockets, right?
Yeah.
Like this old woman's going to reach down there with her skeletal fingers and jerk me off.
Now, here's a question for you, though.
She did. No, I'm sorry. Go ahead.
Check out this middle door. Oh, go ahead.
My question is,
yeah,
really, you said she for 65, 70, she was attractive.
Yeah.
She was obviously flirting with you. Let's say that she ultra flirted with you and was like, "Let's, you know, would you have shaken the sugar tree?"
Shaken the sugar tree. I can only assume what you mean by that. Mm-hmm. I don't know that I could. Yeah,
I
don't know if my Dongson bar could. I don't think it would go for it.
Really?
Yeah. Like even if mentally I was trying to tell myself, you know what? It's been a minute.
I got it in my head right now.
I said, if I want to say, let's take care of business, I'm all in. Downstairs might not agree with me and be like, hey, what are you doing? Because these two guys got to be in sync in order for things to happen.
Bye, bye, bye.
If I force my mind to do it, but my donger is like, hey, you know what, buddy? Come on. Yeah. I've seen where we've been, and this is far off the path.
I mean, in actuality, you were walking a very thin line as a manager, as a representative that. Even though it was a cute little joke and she started it,
mm-hmm.
you know, you could have gotten yourself into a pickle, so to speak.
Got my pickle into a pickle.
Yes, you could have gotten your pickle into
a pickle. You could have offended her by turning her down, and then she could have turned into a...
Well, I didn't see her much after that, but after she mentioned my deep pockets, which again, I think it was her saying, I'm going to reach down there and start grabbing. She got in, the elevator opened up. She went to the elevator, and I had a big cart, so I said, you know what, I'm going to go ahead and take the next one. And I wasn't thinking anything, but other than just to give her room, because it's a big cart. And she says, that's right, I like him scared.
She continued this over and over. I mean, she was enjoying this.
She was having a great time with it. God bless her.
Right.
So I guess that was a funny thing that happened to me. Sexual harassment is usually more prevalent with a man harassing a woman. Have either of you been harassed sexually, maybe in the workplace or otherwise?
For me, I don't know if it's necessarily been harassed, but I find that there are two kinds of women that enjoy my banter. And this is not necessarily on a sexual level, but enjoy my banter is little girls, like little girls think I'm cute and
skip
funny.
Skip that?
No, I didn't mean it that way. But then and elderly women think that I'm just adorable and, you know... I can see myself being a flirtatious with an elderly woman. I always, you know, say, "Oh, you look lovely and such." But mm-hmm. you know, I've never been actually harassed by one.
Well, bringing it back around, would you go down to the AARP club and hit them skins?
I've watched a lot of granny porn in my life.
Who hasn't?
I haven't.
No.
Nope.
You lie.
I do not.
You lie.
I do not lie.
You know what? I think, let's say I'm 41 now. I would go as high as maybe 60, 65. I would.
I've seen some pretty decent looking ones up there in their late 50s.
It always is like women like older men, men like younger women. It's an unspoken. Yeah. I mean, it's sometimes spoken by jerk offs, but it's kind of an unspoken thing. It happens, and they say, "What's too young?" They say half your age. Plus 7. That's what I've consistently heard. Is go the other way for a guy.
Mm-hmm.
Twice your age, minus 7?
Yeah. Twice my age, so 82.
Minus 7.
75.
75. So that's probably the highest you'd go?
Probably, yeah.
Okay.
As long as it wasn't a health risk for her.
I got sexually harassed at a party a long time ago.
By a man or a woman?
By a girl.
Okay, let's hear it.
We were just standing there, and she stuck her hands down my pants.
Were you married at this point?
No.
Okay.
So I was like, it was just I like to be the aggressor, but too aggressive from a woman kind of scares me.
Why is that?
Oh, I thought you meant too aggressive for a woman is like when I punch her and tell her to get on her knees.
No. It's kind of
why does it scare me?
I don't know. I'm just not used to it, I guess.
Okay.
So if somebody like
the gets fear of the unknown.
Yeah, it's like whoa.
Okay. Whoa. I guess. Yeah, I mean, there's if anyone's too aggressive, you got to think. Well, if they're this aggressive with me, what were they doing last weekend?
Mm-hmm.
And the weekend before that.
Yeah.
And where's their blood work paper?
Exactly. Show me the results.
I've been sexually harassed by gay men.
Okay.
I've never happened. All right. I don't get sexually harassed by any. I think I am a pariah. I think I'm just
pariah.
Are you? Do people see you as asexual?
I think so.
Just someone who replicates on their own.
I get my. I don't. My wife doesn't even hit on me anymore.
I can't go to bed without replicating myself.
If somebody sexually harasses me, man or woman, I take it as a compliment. Now, if I were you, I would have been beaming with just exuberance of confidence, just oozing confidence that this lady who has stormed the beaches of Normandy,
old enough to be your grandmother.
I saw her naval tattoo.
Has walked with the dinosaurs.
Mm-hmm. Well, that may be a stretch.
Who has watched the fall of Hitler?
Yeah. Okay. Sure, yes. Sure.
You know, I would say that she's going to teach me a thing or two. I might think that I know about everything in the bedroom.
Yeah.
But I want that. I want the woman to come in, kind of like the graduate. You know, I want that older woman,
Mrs. Robinson scenario. Yeah,
I want her to come in and you know, kind of put me in my place, not in an aggressive S&M way, but like, hey, buddy,
say so you've got all the tools. Let me show you how to use them.
Yep, exactly. I'm not gonna lie. That would be nice.
That would be nice. Mm-hmm. So you never had that before. You never had a woman say, "Hey, I'm gonna take my hand. And we're gonna go on this journey, and I'm gonna lead the way."
No, I've never had that either. I've never had a woman take control.
No.
Nope.
But that speaks to us, though. I think. We seek out certain things, whether we know it or not, and I think we've had this conversation before. We seek out certain things, so it's probably left to our own devices or the way we were brought up that we aren't seeking those things ourselves.
Right?
Would you agree with that?
Yeah.
Okay. So it's just who we are as fellas. You know, we get Dustin in here. I'm sure Dustin gets dominated by women all the time.
and I bet he likes it.
I'd be into it.
Such a little fella too.
Dustin.
Mm-hmm.
He's like an inch shorter than me. He's he's of average height.
Mm.
He's
of average
compared to you. That's not very fair.
All right, folks, it's time for a little game.
Ah.
Let's see if you remember this one.
Say you, say me, say it together naturally.
Now, for me, I think this is that theme is
that one had a nice fade.
An homage to Lionel Richie, who right now is kind of getting screwed.
Is he?
Yeah,
by Adele. The Hello.
Yeah, he's got a song called Hello, and now all of a sudden Adele does, and everybody's forgotten about him.
Uh-huh.
Yeah, you know, both excellent songs.
Oh.
Adele. I don't know about the Adele one, but
what Adele
I'm
is
not a fan
a...
of Adele.
Well then let's see your passport then, because you're clearly not an American.
She's not American either.
Well then never mind about your passport.
Right. Damn bloody
so,
British.
This is a little game called Say You, Say Me. And it's basically this is where you try to get in sync with the person that you're playing with as a partner.
Yeah.
And what you do is there's only three of us, so I will be not only hosting but also playing as well. Is you and your partner try to say the same word at the same time.
Yep.
It sounds super easy. Doesn't always. Mm-hmm. So what we're going to do is we're going to do a couple, three rounds maybe. Make sure everybody, a round robin, so to speak. Make sure everybody has a chance to play with everybody else.
Yes.
And whoever says the same word at the same time in the least amount of turns wins the game.
Will you do me a favor?
Sure.
Will you keep score?
I would be happy to.
So we're going to count down from three. Each the two people playing at one time will say 3, 2, 1 in unison, and after one, they will say a word. And then if that word doesn't match, which usually it won't at the first time, we'll think about the word that meets in the middle.
Right.
What do those two things have in common? And then once we kind of have a second to think about it, we'll go 3, 2, 1 again, and we'll keep doing that over and over until we become in sync. I'll be Lance Bass in this scenario. I don't care. You can be Justin Timberlake.
I'll be JT.
Yeah, be JT. And then once we do that, we just try to do it in the fewest amount of turns as possible.
All right.
So okay. I'm feeling Big E. I think it's going to happen quick.
Big E and Jason.
I'm ready.
You guys are going to have your first round. Am I supposed to say 3-2-1?
No, we say it together.
We say it together.
Okay.
You just keep score, and then we'll go, and then you guys go. Everyone, like you said, round robin.
All right, here we go.
Biggie, are you ready?
Yep. 3-2-1.
Lionel Richie. And you didn't do it.
Didn't do it.
You didn't do it.
I spaced. Let's do it again.
We'll call that a practice round.
We'll call that a practice round to show everybody what not to do.
Okay.
Okay.
You got a word in mind?
Yes, I do now.
Okay.
You
got to
say something.
3-2-1. Hello.
God, you guys suck. That's bull. That was a conspiracy because it was, as soon as you said Lionel Richie, he knew the next thing he was going to say was hello.
Okay.
And you said.
I was actually going either Adele or hello.
Me too. So to some degree, that was right. How about that's another practice round? Okay, that was 10 seconds. We just blew 10 seconds. Mm-hmm. Let's do it again.
That's how you do it.
No, that's a great example. No hellos. No Lionel Richie, no Adele.
No Adele.
Now, if we happen to get back there, that's fine.
You can get back to anything you want, but you can't lead off.
Okay, I got a word. You got a word?
Yes, I do.
Three, two, one. Milkshake. Chicken.
Three, two, one. Potatoes.
Waffles.
Three, two, one.
Knife.
Nosco.
Nosco?
Costco.
Did you say Nosco?
I meant to say Costco. Ready? Three, two, one.
Fork. Discount.
Three, two, one.
Spoon. Membership. 3-2-1 utensil. 3-2-1
chicken scribbles.
I screwed that
I'm out.
Okay, that's it. I would say give that one to Biggie. I don't know why we were totally out of sync.
Yeah, we went.
Now, the point of the game is once you hear the two words, you try to find something that both of those go to. Right. Okay, I'm just making sure everybody knows the rules.
Well, okay, let's go back. What were we saying? You said Costco.
I said Costco, and then you went down that path. But I went back to the food path.
Okay.
Because all things lead back to food.
Maybe we'll try again in a minute. Do you guys want to go?
Well, are you okay?
Yeah, I'm good.
Okay. All right.
All right.
You know what? We were going so fast there. I felt like we were forced to do it. Do you guys want to like give a little hand when you have it? You want to take a second after you do it?
Yeah.
Okay. Let's slow it down a little bit.
Okay. 3-2-1. IBWIP.
3-2-1.
Rocky Top. What was the word you said?
Mod.
Okay.
Three, two, one.
Sink.
Now, see, that's not how you play.
No, we were right there.
What was the word?
Sink.
Sink?
Michael.
Yeah,
Michael Sink.
Oh, okay. Okay.
Do you give that to us?
I don't know. I don't think so. I think we're playing this game pretty poorly. Blake, you want to try it with me once?
Okay.
Okay.
So who gets the point there? Because Biggie got the point for the last one.
Who gives a shit? Truly, there. I mean, no one's over our shoulder saying, guys, come on.
Go on.
Play the game. Right. We do however we want.
Okay.
Right.
Okay. Let me think of a word here. I'm trying to focus in on a word. Okay. I'm ready.
Three, two, one.
IBWIP. 3-2-1. Ninth
baby.
Anniversary. 3-2-1. Baby.
Fuck. You got it.
We need to maybe not go as fast. I think we
said. I think we're going too fast because I'm trying to think of what word you said.
Yeah.
You know, hear what word you said.
Back to me and Jason.
All right. Now let's take our time with this. Right, you ready? Sorry. Now let's get a word in here. Do you got it in your head? You got one?
Give me a second.
Okay. I've got a word. I'm ready when you are.
I'm ready.
3-2-1.
Mountain
pizza.
Dew.
Okay.
Mm-hmm. Pizza and Mountain Dew.
Yeah.
All right. 3-2-1. Papa John's.
Papa John's and soft drink?
Yeah, I said soft drink.
Okay.
Okay, ready?
Three, two, one. Coca-Cola. Okay.
Okay.
Three, two, one. Avoid the Noid. All right.
It's as if two magnets are propelling you.
Okay, well, hold on. Let's think about this. Okay. You said Mr. Pibb, and I said, what did I say? Avoid the Noid?
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
What do those things have in common?
They all are things that I have at my work. At Domino's, so
okay.
Do you avoid the Noid or just the logo still?
We have a cabinet in the back that's been in because this store has been in Morton for the last 20 some odd years. The same store,
yeah.
There's a cabinet, our file cabinet has an Avoid the Noid bumper sticker.
I was hoping there'd be like some sort of like
I wish you guys had a stack of these lying around here somewhere. because they would be so awesome.
There was an Avoid the Noid Nintendo game at one point.
There was a little characters, too. When you got a pizza, you got used to get the characters.
Oh, somebody dressed up as the Noid. I guess that's the rumor I heard. Somebody dressed up as the Noid and robbed a pizza guy or something.
Oh, and robbed the pizza. Mm-hmm. I was like, someone in general just dressed up. I was like, that's pretty plausible. I think that could happen.
All right. All right.
Avoid the Noid and Mr. Pibb.
Mr. Pibb so far. Okay.
Right? Three.
Hold on.
I can't think of anything. Okay, so ready? I just got something to say.
Three, two, one.
Dr. Slice. Pepper. All right. Three, two, one.
Pizza
meal
box.
Deal.
Come on, guys.
Three, two, one. Gift coupon. Card. Ooh, we're circling it now.
Three, two, one. 20% off.
Oh! You're all over it.
Discount. That's... Discount and 20% off. Okay.
Okay.
Three, two, one.
Savings. We're all around. All
right. Three, two, one. 30 satisfaction. Minutes or less.
All right. I think we're on the same page, but we're just not getting the same word out of our mouths.
Three, two, one. Delivery.
I fucked that one up.
Okay. I will take that one.
Yes.
All right. You guys want to do one more round, the two of you? Yep. Let's do it.
All right. Biggie, are you ready?
Okay. Yep. Mm-hmm.
Three, two, one. Chocolate.
Soundboard. Three, two, one.
Beer. Christmas.
Christmas and beer.
Three, two, one.
Eggnog. Santa Claus.
I almost would have went Advent because
I was going to.
Yeah.
All right.
Santa Claus and eggnog.
Okay.
Three, two, one.
Cookies. Mrs. Claus.
Mrs. Claus and cookies. What is in between those two things?
Three, two, one. Reindeer.
I was going to say reindeer.
But what did you say?
Rendon.
It didn't come out.
I think he said Rendon.
I was getting ready to say reindeer. I swear to God I was. I had presents and reindeer both in my head at the same time, and he said started reindeer.
Prendon. One more?
This one more.
You and I?
Yeah.
Okay. What could we do? Okay. Three, two, one. Wings.
Hello. Three, two, one. Buffalo.
Buffalo.
Oh.
Buffalo and Hackett.
I got you.
Buffalo and Hackett.
I got you.
Okay.
It could be two words. It could be two words.
Okay.
No.
Three, two, one. Couch pilots.
There you go.
I wanted to say Nantucket.
All three of us were on St.
I wanted to say Nantucket, but I knew where you're going, so I just said it.
This was rough.
Ooh, boy.
It was.
Say you, say me.
They're going couch pilots.
Naturally. Say it together. Naturally.
That has to be the single, like, no other bits that we do with intros and outros. That one most goes along with what it is we're doing.
Say, it's perfect. Say you say it is.
I feel like
he wrote that for us back in the 80s.
Exactly.
Yes, he did. You guys want to hear a song?
I do want to hear it.
Do you want to hear it? It's called Fuck the Pain Away by My Bubba and Me.
It's a cover.
Don't wait too long to take down those Christmas decorations. But if you turn around and it's September, fuck it. Leave them.
Sex on the beach. I'll have
This is Jason with IBWIP, and before we get back to the show, a few quick words on how to contact us. The Fakakta Comedy Funhouse Network is our new home, and you can find us there at fcfnetwork.com, and as always, you can still find everything at Burns1IP at ibwip.com, including all of our past episodes for free. Drop us a line at Blake at ibwip.com, or on our Facebook, Twitter, or Instagram pages. And don't forget to subscribe to our show in iTunes, your favorite podcast app of choice, and to our YouTube channel, Pia Vision, and give us a rating, too. Thanks for listening, and enjoy the rest of the show.
All righty, folks. Just wanted to lay it on out there, as we always do in every episode. We have a fine, fine sponsor. This sponsor has provided us with enough juice to last us till the wee hours of 2016.
Sure.
Oh, absolutely.
They have brought us into their homes.
Yeah. Their inner circle.
Their inner circle, yeah. Inner sanctum, taking us to their titty bars,
yes.
And just been pretty kick-ass people in general.
They invited us right into their store to be obnoxious and loud with our show. They donated to the GoFundMe campaign.
Yes, amazing donation, yes.
What a great partner. I don't know that we've had several sponsors throughout the years.
Sure.
What we did BarkBox, he did Minicam, he did a handful of other juices and stuff. We have not had a partner like this.
No. And they are nice enough to give us a promo code. We don't get a kickback on it. Like, they don't give us part of, you know, profits or anything. They want our customers, our listeners, to get a good deal. They want people who are, if they smoke, they want a good opportunity to give people the option of stopping smoking.
Right.
And when people use this promo code, they treat them unbelievable.
Right. Everybody
that has used this promo code has said, hey, this company ships quickly.
Yep.
Amazing products, great quality juices, customer service.
Mm-hmm.
And you
on
know,
top of all that, 20% off.
Yeah. 20% off. And
you get a little note in your box, you get a little extra little swag.
Even the employees that we haven't met.
Right.
Are still
they know the deal?
They show it's not just Michael and Brandy and Dave who are only doing the good things. This whole company says IBWIP.com. You guys, mi casa, you casa, me juice, you juice.
Well, what did Dave say? I remember him when we were down there. He's saying that he was thinking about doing something online and he just happened to get your email at the right time or something right like that.
Yeah, we were one of the first ones when they launched Shocker and You know, he took a chance with us. Yeah.
He took a chance.
And he specifically told me that he likes the way we do things because it's different. All the other ones are so methodical.
By the books and monotone, and there's no flavor in it.
No.
There's crack
we
in it.
We spice it up.
But what it is we have a promo code IBWIP20. If you go to RockyTopVapor.com, use promo code IBWIP20, you're going to get 20% off your whole order. Whether that's a 120 milliliter bottle or a new mod and tank, you're going to get 20% off.
What does a new tank usually run?
Let's say average like $40 for a good quality tank.
And then 20% off. The savings are incalculable.
Yeah, basically.
Pretty calculable, but we'll go there.
Not not by me. Right. I can't do math. I can barely read.
I can do math.
But you got to check them out. If you vape or if you're thinking about vaping, this is a place to go. They care about your health,
mm-hmm.
and they care about the quality of their products.
Right. They care about us and work with us. And all the good things they do for us, forget that. They do it for you.
Yeah, just like us.
Yeah, we appreciate it.
To me, this is what I look at it as. Rocky Top Vapor is a pioneer
mm-hmm.
in right. vaping, and we are a pioneer of podcasting.
Every year,
are Brian Adams.
Yeah.
And the rest of the world is, you know how the song goes.
I don't know what you're referencing.
We do it for you.
Everything I do.
Everything Rocky Top does, they do it for you.
That's right.
Use promo code IBWIP20, 20% off. Thank you, guys. We love you.
Yes.
Hey, everyone. Jason here from your favorite Fakakta Comedy Funhouse programs. If you're enjoying this show, I have a feeling you're also going to enjoy the podcast Couch Pilots. Myself and the podcasting god, Blake Clayton, take a break from the grind and sit down on our favorite Davenport every week to watch and discuss some of the most odd and misunderstood television pilots of the past. There is such a treasure trove of bizarre viewing out there, and we're just the jerks to dig them up and make a show about it. Watch along with us and join in the conversation. Find us at fcfnetwork.com or rate the show and subscribe in iTunes or your podcast app of choice. Thanks for listening and enjoy the rest of the show.
Great pomo. It's a great pomo. A
perfect pomo.
Pericomo.
Pericomo, pomo,
pomo. Pomo, homo.
I love polo.
Pohomomo.
Carry promo.
Have you ever had a pair of Pumas?
I never.
Couch Pilots is, it's not because I'm on the show, but if I wasn't on the show, I would listen to it. It's quick, it's quality, and it's funny, but yet it's informative.
Yeah, there's so much out there vying for your attention. So many different ways to view so many different products from the past. We're saying, you know what, please join us, and if not, we're going to sum it up for you, and right. we're going to make it fun, too.
Right, and the show is not us watching the movie and talking about it as it's going
it's
on.
It's not mystery science.
No, there. No, we would never do that. We would never, have that good of a GoFundMe.
I'm not on it. And I listen.
They did have this a killer GoFundMe.
It was like the largest Mystery Science Theater did a Kickstarter, and it was the highest grossing Kickstarter ever.
No shit.
Yeah,
it's like over $6 million or something, right?
Well, those guys from Broken Lizard raised all their money to do Super Troopers 2.
Well, you know what it is. I don't know how many people donated to Mystery Science Theater, but whenever you talk to someone who knows what that is and is into it, it's like, oh, you are a huge nerd. Guess who's got all the money? Huge nerds.
Huge nerds, exactly.
So these people are like, I would like some more Mystery Science Theater. And then, boom, $1 million. And you know what they're going to do? They're going to do like 10 more episodes. And those episodes are like an hour and a half, 2 hours a piece, because they're watching a whole fucking movie.
Right. Right. We're doing all that before the show.
Right.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, we put the links to the show that we're watching, but we also put the link to the show we have for the next episode so you can get ahead.
And you guys explain it so well, sometimes you don't even have to watch it.
It's the best rating system ever.
Yeah.
Yes, that lovely song that most of you were so drunk that you sang at the top of your lungs, even though you did not know the words. We're reminding you that only a week late and a dollar short. But we have a special guest who was busy on the first, being born, I guess you would say. We have with us the New Year's baby. New Year's Welcome to baby. The show, New Year's baby.
Hi, everybody. Thanks for having me on the show.
It's a pleasure to have you. I don't know how you got in here. Someone just kind of brought you over and sat you, your car seat. Can you get the mic? Is that okay?
I'm having a little trouble reaching the mic. I was brought in by a stork.
Okay, well, let me put the mic down. On Couch Pilots, we explained how storks are delivery. Yeah, okay.
All right.
Wow, you're the New Year's baby. You are a symbol of a fresh start.
Everyone is the fresh start at the beginning of the year, and I represent a new start.
Who's your mom and dad?
I'm immaculately concepted. So I have no mother, and I have no father.
So you're Jesus Christ?
Some say it is so.
Well, I think you're just a cute little, you don't have that kind of deep root of being Jesus Christ, but I think you're just a symbol of hope and a fresh start for the year.
Yeah.
Now, I guess until I've seen your likeness on advertisements, Norman Rockwell painting.
Saturday Evening Post.
But now, I don't understand. Is it a new baby every year, or is it the same baby every year?
It is said that it's the same baby every year, but I don't remember the previous year. Oh. I think it's like a Buddhist kind of thing.
So
you're born every year, but don't remember it.
I don't recall it, but some say that it is the same baby.
Does that voice make you have a brain aneurysm because your eyes have gotten bloodshot in just a few moments?
It's tough to maintain a baby voice.
Wow. So now
I'm also drunk.
Hey, you're still drunk from the first, huh?
It's been a long week.
Yeah, I bet it's been a long week. You're wearing a top hat and a diaper, and that's it. Are you kind of chilly? Do you want us to turn the heater on?
I wouldn't stand out of it. I was born with a sash that said Baby New Year 2016.
What happened to it? I don't see it.
I think the stork flew off with it. I wish I had it back. I'm just a little baby.
Here, let me get you a blanket. Hold on just a second.
All right.
I'm sure Scott has a question for you.
All right. Fire away, Scott.
So, how have you been enjoying this week?
I'm seeing the world through baby eyes. Everything is brand new to me, and I love it. Everything is fresh. The colors are so bright.
But you know how to talk.
The curse of Baby New Year is that by the end of the year, I become an old man. So I age quickly. I learn fast, too.
So you're the reverse Benjamin Button.
And he was also known as regular aging.
Yeah.
Wow. So have you come here with a message of the new year for people to try to help them have a positive start to their year?
I may be a new baby, but I'm a modern baby. I spend a lot of time on the internet, and I see babies of New Year's past, and I think, wow, they'll try to shed light on putting a good foot forward and having a new year, but I have another message that I want to convey instead of that.
What's that, baby, New Year?
With all the research I've done, I found out that at the end of the year, I'm an old man, and I don't want to be an old man in this one year. I want to grow. I want to experience life.
It's all right. It's all right, BYN.
So for people that have difficulty understanding this voice, what you're saying is as the year progresses, you get older and older. So on the 31st of December, you're like a 90-year-old man.
Whatever the life expectancy happens to be of that year, that's what I am at the end of that year.
Wow. So inevitably, you spend the whole year basically going through life and experiencing all this stuff just to start it over again.
It's a vicious cycle.
Have
you ever seen the movie Jack with Robin Williams?
Seen what?
The movie Jack with Robin Williams.
No, I've never seen that movie. Have you?
I've never seen it, but throughout my internet research, I read about that. Have you seen it, Scott?
Nope, never seen Jack.
Robin Williams, he ages four times faster than normal people. So when he's 10 years old, he looks like a 40-year-old man.
Wow. I'll have to rent that on VHS.
He killed himself.
Oh, spoiler alert.
So
I read about that too.
So you don't remember the previous years. So every time you get your first boner, it's something new.
When I pop that first boner, I'm confused every time.
So just in this week, have you popped a boner this week?
I definitely am progressing faster than people that were born on the first. It isn't me, but I haven't had a boner yet. but I read about him on the internet.
Wow. Well, we need to get to this. We need to focus on this thing about you getting older.
Yeah.
Please, that's why I'm here. I want to come up with a way that I won't die at the end of the year, and I'll be a regular little boy.
So you want to just be a year at the end of the year?
That's right. I just want what everyone else has been afforded. Why am I?
You don't want to be the average age of an old person that dies.
Man, I want to be there.
Scott, we've got to find a way to help this dude, yeah, man. Because I mean,
we got to figure out a way to stop the aging process.
Now you said that you were a little drunk, and that's why your eyes were kind of bloodshot.
Yeah.
Now, have you noticed this week maybe that the drinking alcohol possibly could slow it down, or does it speed it up, or does it just not make a difference?
Drinking alcohol slows down my thinking. It slows down the way I think, but not the aging process.
Okay.
It slows my speech.
Slows your
speech. It makes me difficult to understand.
I can see that.
You need to find an ancient wise
Asian. Hold on, I'm writing down.
Ancient wise Asian person.
where do I find something like that, Bill?
The Orient.
Scott himself is having an issue right now too. He's dying.
Yeah.
You're
he looks terrible.
You're getting old. Hey, wait a second. You're on your way out.
Mm-hmm.
He's trying to maintain. Maybe you guys can
swap.
Well,
blood transfusion?
No. It won't. It doesn't. I don't think it needs to be that difficult because we have to be sanitary here. Maybe if you play a round of say you, say me, it will help.
Maybe if we play a round of say you, say me, we'll be able to get better.
Maybe. Let's try.
All right, let's try.
Maybe I'll get better and you won't age.
Is this the Commodores?
This is Lionel Richie.
How did you know about the Commodores? The internet?
No, Lionel Richie's my little surrogate dad.
Okay, well let's see. Do you want to try baby New Year?
I only have a year to figure it out. I'll do anything.
Okay.
Okay.
All right. Think of a word. All right, baby New Year.
All right.
Do you have a name besides baby New Year or just baby New Year?
We call him BYM.
BNY.
BNY.
Just call me Benny.
Mm-hmm, sure.
Benny. Yeah. Okay. Here we go.
Okay. Hold on.
Three.
I was listening earlier. Ready? Was that 3, 2, 1?
Yeah. Well, I was going to help.
Okay. Can we all say it together?
Yeah.
Naturally?
Okay.
Three, two, one.
Benny. Ginger.
I said my name. Benny.
He said baby.
And you said ginger?
I said ginger. Three, two, one. Old man.
Osaka. Old man.
Three, two, one.
Japan. Asian.
Boy, I'm bad at this, even at with the baby.
Three, two, one.
Orange. Oh, yes, that's it.
Okay, that's obviously do you feel like you're staying younger?
I do feel different.
Hmm.
He does sound different.
Sounds a little older.
I feel like I'm growing.
I can see it in your pants.
Oh, that's inappropriate. Maybe if Biggie sucks your dick.
Wait, let me get on the internet and see what I can find on that. Whatever we did, I think it accelerated the process.
Oh, no, it accelerated the process. Oh, man. Well, we've tried alcohol.
Look, he's got a mustache.
Oh, my God. That's better than my mustache.
Things are starting to happen for me.
Yeah.
What did you guys do to me?
Mm-hmm.
Oh, man. I don't know what we should do.
Is there an opposite thing of say you, say me? I'll be dead by the end of this interview.
Oh my gosh, I'm getting nervous because I thought that would help because you're sick and you're gonna die.
We're both gonna
die. But all it did, like you said, you're both going the negative way.
Hold on, coughing. If I'm getting older quicker, what's happening to you, Biggie?
I'm getting deader quicker.
You're getting more dead.
More dead.
Oh boy.
Gosh.
Oh man!
What can we do? I want to help you, baby.
Do you have like some kind of ancient amulet I can rub?
Sure. That's right. Yeah, actually.
Wow!
Right here.
Incredible.
Right, reach over the table, under the table.
I was just shooting in the dark, but there's an amulet.
All right, we have this amulet here.
There's an amulet. Amulet.
Now, if you'll read the top of it,
yeah.
As you're rubbing it, read the top of it. It has...
It's like it's in Latin?
Yeah, it's like in pig Latin.
Aubrey, is they amulet A, and A, Ouye, eBay.com.
Okay, keep
I'm
rubbing
it. I'm rubbing it counterclockwise.
Right, right.
You need that when you're done.
Something's tingling in me. I got the tingles.
Is that the first boner?
Yeah, maybe he's going backwards. Maybe.
I hope it works. I hope I become a baby again.
All right, baby New Year. I think that might have helped.
You think it might have helped?
Oh Jesus.
That did.
That went.
Yeah.
Hold on a second.
You're looking younger.
Hold on.
You're looking good.
Yeah.
Focus on that. Focus on the fact that you
look good.
You're looking good right now.
I guess that's a bonus, but I feel like my voice has changed again.
You got hair in your chest.
I need to get some clothes on.
You're not. Yeah.
Yeah.
Here's a towel.
I've discovered shame.
Shame.
What are you guys doing to me? That amulet the hell out of here.
Yeah, that obviously didn't work. I'm sorry. That's my wife's amulet.
My wife.
God, baby New Year.
Don't say another word. You guys, how old do you think I am right now? I feel like I'm like 45 years old.
Wow, you went from like...
You sound at least 50.
You went from 5 to... What did you say?
I feel like I'm 45. Yeah, how I look?
You went straight past the tweens, the teens, the...
If
20s,
I get,
30s?
Get any mirror out of here, I don't think I can look at one right now.
Okay, so, maybe if we sing a song.
I don't know, guys. Like, you guys suggested the game, turned me from a baby to like a 10-year-old. And then you suggest, I said, amulet, do you have an amulet? You had one? Now I'm like a middle-aged?
I think you read the Latin wrong. You're supposed to read it Latin.
You think so?
Yeah, you read it pig Latin.
This is January 8th.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah,
I've got like a whole year to go, and I feel like I'm already in the September of my years.
We're not helping you. It seems like we're not doing very good.
Right. No. That's well said.
We're speeding up the aging process somehow.
I tell you what.
You got a song? Let's sing that. Here you go.
I'll try one more thing if you got an idea.
Okay, so let's sing a song together. And maybe.
All right.
Okay. Do you know.
Pour some sugar on me? I don't. If that's what you're going to ask me, I don't know that one.
Radar Love?
Radar Love.
I don't sense a sweet licks.
What's a song that you know? And we could probably sing it with you.
Oh, boy. What's that?
Here.
The chorus for Oombop? You guys know Oombop?
Here, let's try this one.
Okay.
And I'll start singing it, and if you can remember it, follow along, okay?
All right.
Making your way in the world today takes everything you got. Taking a break from all your worries sure would help a lot. Wouldn't you like to get away? Sometimes you want to go where everybody knows your name.
Something's happening here. Dun, dun, dun.
And they're always glad you came.
I'm tingling a little bit. Dun, dun, dun. You want to
go where you can go. The people are all the same. You want to go where everybody knows your name. I think it worked. Jesus, got both of you coming.
Yeah, got us both.
Okay, baby New Year. Oh, God, I hope this works.
BNY.
BNY.
It's Benny!
Oh Jesus.
Where's Jesus.
What is... Benny.
Oh, Jesus, what?
You're getting older.
Criminy! Why would singing the theme song to Cheers get me older?
I don't know. I would think, like, what's going to happen...
Now you sound crotchety.
What's going to happen if we... Biggie, if we don't fix this, he's going to die.
He's gonna die. Clock's ticking, asshole!
He's going to die on our watch.
But then what's going to happen to the rest of the year? Ooh, we won't have a baby... New Year. Oh, Jesus.
That won't be a good year.
I don't know. I've always aged year appropriate, but now, what if I get old and I die before the end of the year? What would that mean for you guys?
Die before the end of the show.
It's very likely. I feel as bad as Biggie looks.
Dude, gosh.
You're on your bed.
I'm kind of stressing now. I don't know what to do.
You guys really screwed me. I came in here as a hairless baby, and now I'm an old man.
With gray hairs.
With great hair.
Everywhere.
Great hair.
Great hair.
Great hair.
I'm an old man with great hair, just like Jesse Katsopoulos from Full House.
Okay, so drinking alcohol didn't help.
No.
Playing Say You, Say Me didn't help.
No.
The
rubbing the amulet.
Rubbing the amulet didn't work.
No.
Singing the Cheers song didn't work.
I felt like it was going to.
I was hoping it would too.
Hold on a second. What made you think singing that song would work?
Because it lifts everybody's spirits.
Fair enough.
I know it'll work.
I hope you do, Biggie.
Boobs.
Boobs.
We haven't tried boobs once.
Boobs are the nectar of life for an infant.
Well, here, get out your phone quick.
Yeah.
I'm going to get out my phone.
This is the first thing you jackasses said that's made any sense.
Okay. All right, God, I hate to show a baby. But you're not.
He's not a baby anymore.
Here's some boobs.
Oh. Oh, there's.
And Biggie's got some boobs,
oh,
too.
Oh, my. Oh, again, something's happening to
me. Hold on. I got some more. Here's a different color set of boobs.
Show him a vagina.
Ooh, ethnic breast.
Show him a vagina.
Oh. You show him a vagina.
Yeah, look at that vagina.
Oh, boy. Something's happening.
Quick,
guys.
Show him the butt.
Here, hold on.
I think this might be working, fellas.
Here's a butthole.
A beehole?
Yeah.
Oh, my. What could... I'm sure there's something I could... Something's happening, fellas. Something.
Oh, shit. Oh, Jesus, we killed him.
That didn't work. All right, baby. I guess that's so much for that segment. We'll be right back. Oh, Jesus.
Got to get him out of the room.
I think he cracked his skull open on the table.
It was like that omelet here.
Just kind of push him over. I thought maybe the song would. Maybe I should have played this song.
Maybe. I would have killed him with the first disc.
It's working. Scott is
working. He's back. He's back. It really is a Christmas miracle. Wait.
You guys did it.
We
sold the baby.
You have to play the song over and over.
Yes.
Can you email that to me?
Yeah, what's your email address?
BNY.
BabyNewYear@BabyNewYear.org.
Baby, it was a pleasure meeting you. I'm so glad we helped you. I'm just sorry that we didn't just... think of this right off the bat.
Yeah, no doubt.
I feel rejuvenated. I can't wait to be a baby. Well, I can't wait to live a normal life.
I think this is going to help you. What I would do is I would just play it once a week. That way you kind of progressively age slower.
I want to listen to this song every day. I'll go back to you guys in a few weeks. And I'll show you how I've progressed.
Okay, well, I don't know how to get you out of here.
I leave the same way I came in.
A stork.
On a stork. See you, everybody. I hope you have a great 2016.
Wow. Thank God. I was Biggie, I was
nervous. I was scared there for a minute. See, it kind of helped me.
Does it make you feel better,
it
too?
It made me feel better.
All right. Well, why don't you read the release schedule here?
I think I will. Episode 230. Daddy Donglegs is now available. Episode 231, Ticket to the Bridge, is now available. Episode 233, our next episode, inevitably titled Unconsensual Sex Appeal, will now be available.
I have unconsensual sex
will be available on Friday, December 15th. And don't forget, Saturday, January 9th is God Day. Open up that ant farm and show them who's boss. Get back in there.
Eli had an ant farm. Remember it
was
like
an alien
about a year
farm?
Ago or so? Thank you. About a year ago, he had one. I don't know what happened to it.
I feel like that ant farm came and went so quickly that the results could have only been disastrous.
Just like the pet rock.
You had a booger in your nose, and it has migrated from the nose to the cheek.
Oh, awesome.
Happens to all of us.
Oh, no, it happens to the best of us. Also, Tuesday, January 12th is National Pharmacist Day. Does Gary still work at CVS? Can he still get us that good stuff? We'll talk after the show. And don't forget to contact the show with any of your questions, comments, or suggestions, and you will be saved, my child. And if you like what you hear, please write us a review on iTunes, tell a friend, and help support the show. And if you don't like what you hear, then I'm afraid no one can save you.
Not bad.
Oh, shit. Technical difficulties.
Not bad reading.
My booger caused your mic stand to just fall down.
It's like when a butterfly flaps its wings, right? Yeah. It's the butterfly effect. In this case, it's the booger effect. Mm-hmm. Yeah. Well, you read those things.
I did.
And they were supposed to be funny. Were they funny?
They were funny.
Time will tell. Time will judge me appropriately.
Folks, listen to me and listen really close.
Drunk.
I've never, ever been threatening in my life on this show. Very rarely have I been threatening. But I am at the point where...
Please calm down. I don't know who this is directed at. Please calm down.
It's directed to the listeners.
Yes.
You're upset with the listeners?
I'm upset with the listeners.
Don't take anything out on them. This is free content. Some people just waltz in here unknowing of the results. Please don't get mad at them.
I'm not mad. I just want them to contact the show at blake@ibwip.com.
Yes.
Tell us what they think of the show. Mm-hmm. And I just want them to rate us on iTunes.
Anyone out there listening, what he's saying is very reasonable. What he's saying is very reasonable. Please just do what he says, all right? And everything will smooth everything over and everything will be cool.
We'll just do what he says.
I don't want to have to use this.
Oh, my God.
Oh, geez.
Finger guns.
That finger gun's going to... It's fully loaded.
No, folks, we love you. We love you much. And we want more people to find out about the show. And we need your help because we can't afford a Adam Carolla marketing
I wish we
campaign.
Could.
We can't provide you
We're
with
not Mark Maron.
Mark Maron money. We don't have...
Barack Obama's not going to sit down here in our kitchen and talk to us.
No. So we just need you guys to support the show by... telling folks about it, rating us on your podcasting apps that you listen to, subscribing to us. Just tell one person tomorrow when you get up.
If it's a hobo.
Oh yeah, if it's a hobo, he's probably got a cell phone.
Even if it's a homo hobo.
How many homo? I feel like homosexual hobos. Okay, this is good. I'm glad we talked about this. I don't think homosexual men. There's not a lot of homosexual hobos out there, I don't think.
Why?
A couple years ago I went to San Francisco, and we went to the Boys Town area.
Mm-hmm.
We stayed in a place called The Mission, not in Boys Town. It was a place called The Mission. And when we would walk outside, it was like my DARE officer from like fifth grade was talking to us. There were actual syringes on the street. Something out of a fucking nightmare. We walk into Boys Town. It was clean enough to eat off the ground, so we did. That's how clean Boys Hood.
No shit.
Gay dudes, they bring art into an area. They clean up areas. They're not going to be homeless. But I think homeless guys can have homosexual tendencies out of
necessity.
Right. Whether they want to, either it's for fun and they have no other recourse, or they're just trying to get some drugs or something.
Mm-hmm.
So that's my two cents on homo hobos.
I'm glad we went there.
Well, yeah, I'm really glad we went there.
I'm glad we got a show title too.
Me too.
Exactly. Biggie, thank you very much. I'm sorry you're still sick. I'm sorry but you know what? We saved a life tonight.
Yes, we did.
I think that Baby New Year is going to live a long, prosperous life for the rest of the year.
Yes.
And I think it's all to me and you. I mean, I don't think Jason did anything.
No. I was in the bathroom. I'm trying to pass a stone, and it's a fucking nightmare. It's like pissing razor blades, guys.
Ow!
But Biggie, thank you for being on the show, and I think we'll let you know what game we're playing next time.
Mm-hmm.
And... It's a tough game. It sounds super easy, but it's not.
Me and Jason were right there.
You were on the cusp.
That word. I mean, we were on the same subject matter, that word.
We had it. We couldn't
lock that word.
12 more rounds, you guys would have
got it.
Jason, the bottle cap kid, hey, there's a couple of bottle caps up there for you, my good friend.
I will take them. I love bottle caps.
Those are your payment for the year.
I'll take it.
All right. Well, thank you, everybody, for listening. Thank you for supporting the show. Thank you for spending a couple moments with us, and sitting in the mind of, what are you pulling, a Heather here?
I'm trying to channel her.
Okay.
Mm-hmm. I think we all miss Heather. And yeah.
If everyone will please doodle on your show notes.
You know what? Even if I didn't miss Heather, which I absolutely do, I could say anything about her right now I want. I could do anything I want in regards to Heather because, you know what? She doesn't listen to this. If she's not on it, she's not listening. I could say anything I want about her.
What do you want to say?
I could, but I tell you what I will say. This is the truth. I love Heather.
Oh, yeah.
I think she's great.
Mm-hmm.
I'm glad she's a part of the show.
Mm-hmm.
Whatever personal turmoil she is going through right now, I hope it is quenched. And I hope she knows that she has support from us, because I'd love to have her come back here and sit in with us and chat it up.
Yes.
That's what I think.
I told her we'd come and Biggie would be in front, but three of us would come and take care of this landlord. But, of course, Biggie would be in front.
And by take care of, you mean assassinate.
You mean we need to bring Kevin Tosh with her.
He's a maniac.
Tosher with her. With us. Yeah. Now that I'm delivering pizzas to make a little extra scratch, I've decided to insert some of my entrepreneurial spirits. For additional $8, I will personally haul away your old Christmas tree. However, if you don't tip me, that goddamn Christmas tree is going directly in your motherfucking mailbox.
Oh, hell.
I'll make it fit. Nice. I'll make it fit.
That means he's shoving it into your penis.
Somebody's getting that tree.
That is one of my deepest fears. I want to know,
penile insertion?
What is the least amount of damage that can be inflicted on a human being towards, like, oh, now we've got to put a catheter in? What is the least, like, what's, like, you just get knocked out or something? Whatever the least thing is, I just say, you know what? Just put a bullet in my head. Nothing goes in there.
Nothing, you don't want, you'd rather have a bullet to the head than something in your pee hole.
Have you ever had the Q-tip in the pee hole for the test?
No.
I have.
How is it?
Oh, it's fucking excruciating.
And is it a special Q-tip? Because the ones I buy.
Is.
Okay, well, is that?
It's longer. It's longer.
How Jesus.
It's got to go down.
It's got to go down how far? Holy no, get the. I've never seen that.
It does
Are
not go
serious?
In your penis that far.
It's at least.
What?
That long.
So it's like a
it's
catheter.
It's skinnier.
Oh, my God.
The tip has got the regular size Q-tip.
We are in the fucking Stone Age, man. But there's someday that someone's going to be able, a doctor's going to smack me in my forehead and tell me if I have AIDS or something. That's, I cannot put up
it
with
it is.
This.
I'm telling you, it's at least that long.
Have you ever had that done?
No.
Hey.
Have you ever
have
had
you
a catheter
ever,
put in?
I've been tested for stuff, but not that way.
Have you ever had a problem with your prostate?
God, no.
Oh, I love a good...
I have.
No.
I love a good finger...
Prostate milking?
I'll tell you what.
I've had to have a couple of them.
And you liked it?
I didn't like the males. I've had a female doctors in there. A lot smaller, a lot more easier to deal with.
I like anal play.
I've had a couple girlfriends, even recent ones, be like, hey, do you want me to fool around back there? And I say, no. Nothing goes in
Stay
there.
Away.
And if you do put something in there, you're not getting it back. It's a fucking rat's nest down there. I know. Have you ever had a catheter put in, Blake?
No.
Biggie?
No, just the Q-tip thing.
God.
And you never had it tested that way?
One in the same.
No. I remember I had one incident, but I don't, it wasn't.
Mine was because I was actually pissing blood. So they had to test it that way.
I will give 30 girls HIV before I have anything go inside me.
I may be carrying the human papillomavirus right now, and I will never find out.
Well, if you've been munching on chow downtown Julie Brown, then you probably already have it in you. Right? Just like...
the men are the
that?
Carrier.
Who's Catherine... not Martin Sheen. Who's the guy who's married to Kirk Douglas? Michael Douglas. He had mouth cancer from eating chotch too much, right?
That's really? What he says.
Eating some chotch.
Hey,
eating that chotch.
Hey, guys, let's go have a burger.
Yeah, let's do it.
Fur burger?
Later.
This has been a Fakakta Comedy Funhouse production, produced by Jason Tosher, executive produced by Blake Clayton. For more information and content, go to fcfnetwork.com.
Are you a blogger or a podcaster, or you're just not happy with your web hosts? You need to check out HostGator.com. you're going to find web hosting made easy and affordable. HostGator offers unlimited disk space, unlimited bandwidth, one-click script installs with a free site builder, and the best control panel out there. Stop by today and try a free demo to see how easy it is. And if you use a special coupon code, Section 8686, you'll save 25% off your web hosting packages. What do you got to lose? Check out HostGator.com and take a bite out of your web hosting costs.